Hi again, everybody, and welcome back here again from the McCook, from the Oberlin Senior High Gymnasium, where tonight we get another edition of Hoxie Indian Volleyball. Our third match of the day covering the Hoxie Indians is Hoxie so far off to a 1-1 start, and their opponent here for their third match will be the Dundee County Stratton Tigers. Hoxie 1-1. They lost to Rollins County in three sets and then came back to beat Hoxie, beat St. Francis on a reverse sweep. Their last time on the floor, 2-1. They lost the first set 25-18, but rallied back to win 25-17, 25-14. DCS today is 2-1. They beat St. Francis in three sets and Rollins County in three sets, but lost to Oberlin in two sets. Current check of the standings overall in the tournament: DCS and Oberlin both 2-1, and then Hoxie, St. Francis, and Rollins County all at 1-2. So a lot, I guess Hoxie at 1-1, St. Francis and Rollins County at 1-2. So a lot could happen here in terms of who will win the tournament per se. If Hoxie can win, they'll be out to 2-1 in a three-way tie for first. But if DCS wins, they could solidify maybe their spot, as they will have played all four matches and be 3-1 with Oberlin and Hoxie just with one match to go. So certainly a lot of implications here with this one. Dundee County Stratton would love nothing more to go 3-1 on the day, but Hoxie trying to rebound after a tough opening loss to maybe win their next three matches. So we're just about set and ready to go. Dundee County Stratton will be in the white jerseys with the maroon numbers. And they got some maroon sleeves along with some tiger prints. And then their libero will be wearing all maroon. Hoxie still wearing the pink jerseys today with the black numbers and then Indians scripted across the back. And here we go, set and ready to go. Match number 3 for Hoxie. And match number 8 on the day here from the Oberlin Senior High Gymnasium. And back to serve to start it off will be Eve Shippers here for Hoxie. And the first serve from her is into the back row. Great dig right there. Tigers will send it over on a free ball. Here comes the Indians. No, it'll be a free pass and taken care of right up front by Emily Shack. So that'll be her first kill. And make it 1-0, DCS. So the Tigers, who with their 2-1 day today, are out to an 11-8 record. Hoxie comes into this match at 13-11. This one too tight up against the net. Mock barely was able to get it over. Avery did. Down the middle again, and Avery Shack this time will go off the blocks to the side. It's back-to-back kills for her to start, and it's 2-0. So 2-0, Dundee County Stratton, just like that to start it out here in set number 1. Back to serve is Bernard. She pops it up off the chest there of Allie Gorley. Two-hand swat free ball from the Indians to the outside. Big swing off the top of the blocks from Lutz. Indians able to dig it out. Emily Bainter now goes short. Digged up front there. Joust at the net. Someone is in the net. It is Dundee County Stratton, and Hoxie will get their first points of the match to make it 2-1. So 2-1 here in set 1. Back to serve is Harper Mock. Harper lays a short one in there for an ace. So Harper with a big ace right there, and it makes it 2-2 here in set number 1. Harper back to serve once more after her ace. 2-2 score. Harper lobs it up over the top. Great dig in there. Now to the outside. Rolling it up over the top is Lutz. Here come the Indians on the attack. And it's Emily Bainter on the left pin with authority for her first kill of the match and gives Hoxie their first lead at 3-2. So DCS with an early 2-0 run. Hoxie rallies back and takes the lead at 3-2. Harper, Mock back to serve again, and this one will go into the net. Service errors galore today for Hoxie. That's kind of been the one thing, the chink in the armor for them today, and it's allowed some teams back into some sets. 3-3 here in set 1. Hard serve that'll twiggle the twine and fall down for an ace for Ava Lutz. And it's now 4-3. Dundee County Stratton with their own 2-0 run. 4-3 here in set number one. Lutz to serve again. Spins it over to the top. Great dig, Allie Gourley. The slide job try there from Emily Bainter gets it blocked right back at her. But she put it back up. Avery Mock now sends it to the far side corner. The setup outside. Spargo with a hard hit off the top of the blocks. Now to the outside. Big swing into the blocks and down for a kill. The blocks coming from Elaney Lutz. And it's her first block. And it's 5-3 here, Dundee County Stratton. So 5-3, DCS in set number one. Lobs it up to the back row, the setup down the middle, and Emily Bainter almost got it to go, and finally will, as bodies flying everywhere for the Mighty Tigers, and it'll be 5-4, Emily Bainter with her second kill. So 5-4 here in set number one. Red Devils down by one, excuse me, Indians down by one. Back to serve. Here's Avery Mock. She pops it over short. They'll go down the middle here for Schenck. And she'll get the kill after, or she'll get the points after the Indians are in the net. And it makes it 6-4. So 6-4 here in set number one. Schenck back to serve again. Schenck, excuse me, back to serve. And she'll get an ace. Emily Schenck. With the ace, makes it 7-4. Dundee County Stratton here in set number one. Schenck back to serve again. Lobs it up short. Almost has her second ace. No! A free pass that'll be taken care of by Clara Spargo. Her first kill of the night comes on an authoritative free pass that makes it 8-4. So Schenck will continue her run back there serving. Sends a hard one, and off of the hands of Gourley, kept alive off of the ceiling. And it went out of play or touched the fan, so it ends up being a point and an ace for Schenck. Her second one in this trip to the service line. Now sends it short again. Bainter able to dig it out down the middle. Kendall Ballman straight up blocked solo by Abby Sparso. And it's block number one for her. Timeout on the floor taken by the Indians. We'll take one with them. 10-4. DCS out on top here in set one on 101.1 KFNF. Back here from Oberlin, Hoxie and DCS on your airwaves. 10-5 now as DCS out of the Hoxie timeout will serve it into the net. First service error for them. So 10-5, a five-point game in set number one in favor of the Tigers from Binkleman in Stratton, Nebraska. And here's Emily Bainter on the jump serve. Gives it off to Spargo. Now they'll go back to her down the middle. She goes off the blocks, and it'll fall down for another kill. So Clara Spargo with her second already, and makes it 11-5. So six-point game here. 11-5. Back to serve. It's a great one into the back row. Popped up in the air by Sophie Gourley. The back set this time. Kendall Ballman down the near sideline is able to put it in for a kill. Excuse me, the far sideline. And it makes it 11-6. So a big swing and a big kill there for the sophomore Kendall Ballman. And it makes it 11-6 here in set number one, a five-point game. Sophie Gourley back to serve. Gourley lobs it up over the top to Spargo. They'll go down the middle this time here for Sparso, and she puts it down. So Abby Sparso with a kill, and it makes it 12-6. So 12-6 here in set number one. It's Clara Spargo back to serve. Spargo puts one in the back row for Bainter. Set up to the outside. Swing for Meyer on the left pin. Popped up into the air. Tigers will march it over on a free ball. The back set this time. Big swing through the blocks for Schiltz. Kept alive by the Tigers. Now a free ball sent over from Ava Lutz. And the back set tried to sneak it in there. It was Avery Mock. Now she'll really set it up to the outside. No, it'll be tapped back over, and the free pass can't be taken care of. Right there by Abby Sparso. It'll go out of bounds, and it's 12-7. So 12-7 here in favor of the DCS Tigers. in set number one. And a hard serve here for Allie Gordley goes into the net. Service error number two. 13-7 now. DCS in front here in set one. Sparso will lob it up and in for an ace. Abby Sparso with her first. And it makes it 14-7. So 14-7 here in set number one. Sparso back to serve again. And she'll lob it up over the top. Puts it right in front of Gordley, who digs it out to the outside. Meyer with a two-hand swat. Back up into the air. Great job by Fredrickson to send it over. Now down the middle this time. Two-hand swatting it over, and someone went to the net. They're going to say DCS did first, and it makes it 14-8. So 14-7. Sparso back to serve again. She'll lob it up over the top. Great dig right there by Allie Gordley. Now Madison Meyer will take care of business from the left pin. She had one of her better matches last match, and she comes up big with a big kill there. Madison Meyer with her first, and now it is 14-8. Here it is down the into the middle and taking care of business on the left pin. It is Sparso for the kill. That's her second, 15-8 now. So 10 points away from a set one win is DCS. Allie Gordley pops it up to the outside. Rollover shot here from Emily Bainter. Now the setup down the middle. Big swing off the solo block from Emily Bainter. That's her first of the match, and it'll make it 15-9. So 15-9 here in set number one. Indians down to the Dundee County Stratton Tigers. Hard serve into the back right corner. Great dig by Spargo. The bump set up, rolling it up over the top is Shaq. Now down the middle for Bainter there on the left pin. It's into the nets and down on the side of the Indians. And it makes it 16-9. So 16-9 here in set number one. Lobbed up into the back right corner. The back set here for Bainter on the right pin and gets it to go in the near side corner. And it's 16-10. Emily Bainter with the kill. So Bainter with her third kill of the night, and it's 16-10. Back to serve once more, lobs it up over the top. Great dig there. It'll be pushed up against the net, and Kendall Bowman will take care of the free pass with the block, and it's 16-11. So a five-point game in favor of the Tigers as Hoxie trying to make their way back into the match. Allie Gordley serves it short. Now the setup to the outside, off the blocks there from Shaq, out to Bainter into the blocks, and each of them going toe for toe in a two-hand swat try there on a free ball to get him into the back corner from Mock will go out of bounds, and 17-11 now. So 17-11, Shaq back to serve. And this one will twiggle the twine and fall down. Second time that has happened for Shaq. And she will pick up ace number three and make it 18-11 DCS. Shaq again back to serve. Lobs it up to the back row. The back set here's Bainter. Pops it up over the top into the middle. DCS reads it well. They'll send it over and then a collision between Sparso and Spargo. And just need to read it a little bit better there as that one will fall down. Looks like everyone's okay, and it's 18-12. And here's Emily Bainter on the serve, and a rare miss from her as that one goes into the net for the third service error, and it's 19-12. 19-12 here in set number one. Lainey Lutz to serve. And Lutz with a hard one to the back row gets Bainter out of position. The outside, Madison Meyer high off the blocks that time. Shaq will send it up to Spargo. No, Sparso will take it down the middle. Pop back over on a free ball, but it'll go wide, and it's 20-12. So 20-12 here in set number one. Head coach Lachelle Barr wants a timeout. We will take one with her. 20-12, DCS in front here. I'm on a 1.1 KFNF. 20-12, DCS out in front here in set number one. And it's a lob serve into the back row for Sophie Gourley to the outside. Just barely tapping it over and wide. There was Madison Meyer. Went for the right approach with a little tap over onto the near side front corner, but just sent it a bit wide, and it's 21-12. Lutz back to serve again. Hard one. Rockets it right at Sophie Gourley, who digs it out. Down the middle this time. Off the blocks right there from Schiltz. Now the back row attack try here from Shaq. Goes right at Gourley. Popped up in the air, and Gourley tries to swing it over on with two hands and can't. And it's a 10-point game at 22-12. So 22-12 here in set number one. Back to serve again is Lutz. 3 points away from a set one win. A set up down the middle here. Two-hand swats it over. Great save right there by Shaq. But when she did, she just stuck out one hand and sends it out wide. And it's 23-12. 22-13, excuse me. So 22-13 here in set number one. Lobs it up over the top. Great dig there by Shaq. Now down the middle for Sparso. Blocked up front. Kept alive by Mock. And now she'll send it over with two hands. The setup to the outside. Clara Spargo inside the antenna. Bainter digs it up. The back set here for Schiltz. Rolls it up over the top. The setup again to the outside. Over on the free ball from Yurkoski. Now down to the outside. And too close to the net. And into the net. And make it 23-13. So back to a 10-point game, 23-13 here in set number one. Clara Spargo to serve. Gives it off from the back row here for the Indians. They quickly send it over on a free ball. It'll go off the ceiling and down. And so the Indians get a little bit of help there from the top of the dome and make it 23-14. So Indians back to serve here. Allie Gourley just checked in to do it. 23-14, set number one. Gourley back to serve. Lobs it up into the back row. Now sent over on a one-hand stick-out free ball down the middle. Big swing and a kill for Harper Mock. Her first, and it's 23-15. So the Indians have finally got something going here. Late in set number one, down by eight. And here's the serve by Allie Gourley. Now they go back. Big swing for Sparso, and they'll say the Indians are into the nets, and it's 23-16. 24-15, excuse me. So 24-15 in set number one. DCS was set point number one. Sparso to serve, and it's into the net. So we'll go out for set point number two now. 8-point game. 24-16. It'll be Eve Shippers back to serve. Shippers from underneath the basketball goal. Lobs it up over and in for an ace. And she can be deadly with that jump serve when she's able to get it in, and does there for the first ace, and it's 24-17. So Hoxie's rattled off three straight points. It's two straight points. It's set point number three. 24-17. Hoxie down by seven in set one. Lobs it up and over to the back row. Punched up into the air. The bump set to the outside. Shaq rolls it up over the top. It'll kiss the back line but go long. And it's 24-18. And here come the Indians of Hoxie. Back into it once more. 24-18. The serve is into the net from Shippers. And that's how set number one will come to a close as it goes to DCS. DCS wins set one 25-18. We'll take a quick break. Come back with set two action here on 101.1 KFNF. Welcome back here from Oberlin. About ready to start set number two between Dundee County Stratton and Hoxie. And do want to apologize to Abby Spargo. In the program, it says Sparso. And I should have known better, but was saying Sparso. But yes, do apologize about that. So we got that cleared up. As it was all Dundee County Stratton in set number one. Back and forth early, and then Dundee County Stratton was able to take a lead and never look back. And that's kind of been the story of a lot of sets and matches here today for a lot of teams that get a 1-0 set lead. But can they win the second set? We've had a lot of three-set matches today, only two in the whole tournament that have went just two sets. And the first serve here from Bernard is into the net for service error number three. And a 1-0 lead for the Indians. The Indians, who just seem like they couldn't ever get that momentum onto their side in that set number one, now have it here as Shippers will go back to serve. Shippers, hard one, out of the back row. The bump set to the outside. Shaq will send it over on a free ball. Great dig in the back row. Now they'll set it up to the outside. Swing over the top, and it'll fall down for a kill. So it's a 2-0 lead for Hoxie to start it out. Emily Bainter on the kill, and that's her fourth of the match. So 2-0, Hoxie out in front here in set number two, and Shippers will put an end to the run with a service error and make it 2-1. So it's DCS that got out to a 2-0 lead in set one. Now they're down 2-1. Out of the back row for Gourley. They set it up outside. Bainter with a big swing off the top of the blocks. Here comes DCS. Clara Spargo mishandles it, and it's 3-1. So 3-1 here in set number two. Harper Mock back to serve. She lobs it up short. Spargo runs underneath it. A free pass. Chance for the Indians here to go on the attack. Instead, Emily Bainter sends it along. A free ball on the long the back line. Now Spargo with a big kill on the left pin, and she puts it down. So Clara Spargo with her third kill, and it makes it 3-2 here in set number two. Back to serve it up is Emily Shaq. Shaq into the net. For service here for the Tigers, and to make it 4-2 is Hoxie, who has played two matches today, both of them going to three sets, winning one, losing the other. They reverse swept St. Francis their last time out. 4-2 here. Into the back row. Great dig up there. Now the sneaky set over. Almost got it to go in. Was Lutz. And now a block up front. But they're going to say the Tigers are into the net. So a point for the Indians. And it makes it 5-2 here in favor of the Indians. 5-2 lead in set number two. Back to serve again. Lobs it up over the top. And an ace for Avery Mock, her first of the night, and it's 6-2. So a complete reverse 180 here. And set number two, 6-2 lead, and the free pass won't be taken care of by Ballman. Slips through her fingers, free pass back at the Tigers. Out to Spargo on the left pin, and when in doubt, go to Clara Spargo, and she'll get her fourth kill to make it 6-3. So 6-3 here in set number two. It'll be Lainey Lutz back to serve for the Tigers. Down by three, and she'll put it into the nets. So some unforced errors here in set number two has now bloomed this lead out to four for Hoxie. Into the back row. The setup running underneath it. They give it off here to Spargo, Abby Spargo. Now a joust up front. Hoxie is able to save it. They send it over on a free ball. Tigers on the attack. Yurkowski will send it over on a free ball. Under the back row, Bainter sets it up outside. Big swing, Meyer off the tape. Running in to keep it alive are the Tigers. Yurkowski rolls it over the top, but they're going to call a lift on the Tigers. And it was a bump, but they say it got a hold of her arm, upper part of the arm. And so it'll be 8-3. Hoxie will take the points, and now they get an ace. So the Hoxie Indians here in set number two are out to a hot start after losing set one, 25-18. They're up 9-3 here in the second. This is Hoxie Indian Volleyball, 101.1 KFNF. Back here from Oberlin, Hoxie Indian Volleyball, 101.1 KFNF. 9-3 the score. It goes into the back row, and it'll go off of the hands again. This one, Maggie Spargo, so it's back-to-back aces for Emily Bainter. And it is 10-3. Bainter into the back row again. She'll set it up to the outside. Huge swing. Clara Spargo has been the only bright spot for the Tigers here in this set, and it's now 10-4. So 10-4 in set number two. DCS trying to find a little of that momentum that they had in the first set. Spargo to serve. Sends it right at Gourley. Now the setup to the outside. Myers pops it up short. Yurkoski keeps it alive. And a two-hand swat free ball sent over here from the Tigers. The back set and kept alive. It'll go out of bounds. Might have been making its way out of bounds there on the far side. But it was kept alive. They're up front by the Tigers, Ava Lutz, and she sent it back out of play. So 11-4, Hoxie in front by 7. Here in set number 2, trying to force a third set. It's into the back row and down for an ace right in front of Lutz, who had her hand stuck out. Just couldn't find it to go underneath it. Sophie Gourley will come up with the ace and make it 12-4. Hoxie out in front by 8. Lobs it up at the back row. Off of the hands again and out of bounds. Another ace. And the serving has tilted into the favor of the Indians as they now lead it 13-4 here in set number 2. So they lead it 13-4 in set 2. Spargo gives it off to the back row. Excuse me, that was Gourley giving it off to the back row on the serve. And then the free pass over at Schiltz. He just didn't put enough on the block back over. It falls down on her side, and it's 13-5. So 13-5 here in set number 2. Tigers with the serve. Hard one from Abby Spargo. Popped up in the air. Bump set sent over on a free ball from the 10-foot line to the outside. And the free ball sent over there, but it'll go down as a kill as Ava Lutz gets them a little bit out of position, and it makes it 13-6 here in set 2. So 13-6 here in set number 2. Back to serve again. This one will spin out wide, and service error number 6 for the Tigers. 14-6, 8-point game in favor of the Indians. So 14-6 here in set number 2. Back to serve for Hoxie. It is Allie Gourley. Gourley lobs it up over the top. Now the setup to the outside, punching it inside the antenna, but back on her side is Shaq. About the only thing she could do, and it's now 15-6, Hoxie. So 15-6 here in set 2. Gourley with a hard serve into the back row. Popped up in the air. Kept alive by the Tigers. Now they send it over on a free ball. Bainter to the middle. Big swing. Off the blocks and down for Harper Mock. And that's her second kill. And it's a 10-point lead for the Indians in set 2 of 16-6. So the Indians trying to pull off their second reverse sweep of the day. Losing set 1, 25-19, up 16-6 here, and this one will go way long from Allie Gourley for the sixth service error for the Indians. 16-7 here in set number 2. Indians in front by 9. It's Bernard to serve. Lobs it up to the back row for Gourley to the outside. Here's Meyer with a big swing that'll go over the top of everybody and out of bounds, and make it 16-8. So 16-8 here in set number 2. Hoxie in front by 8. Trying to pick up a set 2 win and force a decisive third set. Hard serve into the net. There from Bernard. And so DCS, everything that was going right for him in set 1 has kind of gone wrong. They had some great serves there in set 1. And just haven't been able to get into a rhythm, and give all the credit to Hoxie of keeping them out of that rhythm. 17-8, set 2. Hard serve for Shippers. In the back row for Spargo. They'll bump it up front. Tapped over on a free ball there from Shock. Now here's Emily Bainter. Hard off the blocks, and it'll fall down. Emily Bainter picks up another kill. It's number five for her, and it's 18-8, a 10-point game in set two. Hard serve into the back row, popped up into the air by the libero for the Tigers. Now trying to go through the blocks there is Lutz, gets it stuffed right back at her. Tigers will have to readjust and send it over on a free ball. The setup outside, Emily Bainter, back-to-back kills. Number six now on the night, and it makes it 19-8. So 19-8 here in set number two. Hard serve for Sippers. Goes right at Clara Spargo to the outside here. Shaq on a cross-court kill, and it'll kiss the back line. Emily Shaq with her third kill makes it 19-9 in set two. Still a lot of volleyball left here. Hoxie needs 6 points to force a third set. And they're up by 10 at 19-9 here in set number two. Ava Lutz to serve again. Lutz lobs it up and out. Service errors and a couple of unforced errors have been the name of the game for the Tigers here in set two. 20-9. Hoxie with a serve. Out of the back row, free pass that'll be taken care of by Emily Bainter. And no, they're going to say the Indians go into the net and it's 20-10. So 20-10 here in set number two. Hoxie trying to force another third set here today. Shaq to serve for the Tigers. Gives it off to the back row for Bainter. They'll go to her down the middle, and she'll take care of business that time. Seventh kill, 21-10 here in set number two. It's been all Hoxie from the jump. Got out to an early lead, and just like we said a lot, and not look back. 21-10. Rolls it up over the top here. Does Avery Mock the setup? It's going to be too close, and taken care of again by Emily Bainter on what would be considered a free pass. 22-10. Timeout on the floor. Taken by Hoxie. We'll take one with them. 22-10. Hoxie out in front here. I'm on a 1.1 KFNF. 22-10 here in set number two. Hoxie trying to pull off the reverse sweep again for the second straight match. And they're 3 points away from forcing a third set. To the outside, Bainter off the blocks and down. What a turn from set one to set two, where it looked like Hoxie couldn't get anything going in set one. Now they've got everything going for them in set two, and they lead it 23-10. Mock to serve again. Gives it off to Shaq in the back row. The setup outside into the net. And to make it 24-10 and set point number one for the Indians. Here's Mock with a hard serve. Twiggles the twine. It'll go down for an ace. And the Indians, for the second straight match, will force a third set. We head to the third set here from Oberlin. Coming up next, Hoxie wins set 2, 25-10. Here I'm on a 1.1 KFNF. Back here in Oberlin, we're about ready and set to go for set number 3. And yes, we've been saying that a lot today between every team, as this is now the fourth third set match in a row. Here at the Oberlin Tournament. Hoxie has had three set matches in every single game they have played in today, and same for DCS, so each of them have been here today, except for DCS lost 2-0 to Oberlin, but DCS has played in two other three-set matches today as well, winning both of them, and so the third set will come down to it all here. Hoxie with a reverse sweep last time, and they're trying to do the same thing here against DCS. DCS won the first set 25-18. Hoxie comes back to win set 2, 25-10. And that's where we set here as we make our way into the third set. Eve Shippers will be back to serve for the Indians. And at the race to 25, and we'll see who will come out on top. Hoxie 13-11, DCS 11-8. And a lot of three-set matches because it seems like everybody is kind of around the same level. And that's something that you know, you don't say a lot about in a tournament. Usually there's one or two good teams, a couple of bad teams, but everyone has been very close, and it's an ace to start it out for Emily, for Eve Shippers, and that's her second ace of the night. 1-0, Hoxie out in front here in set three. And Kimberly Escobar will quickly check in here. 1-0. Eve Shippers again with a hard serve. Popped up from the libero. Free ball popped over from the Tigers. They go short. Now to the outside. Bainter off the blocks. Went short at it. Now just tapped right back at him. To the outside. Bainter again. And she'll get the kill. Emily Bainter with her 10th kill of the evening. And makes it 2-0. So a 2-0 lead for Hoxie here in set number three. Into the back row. Great dig there to the outside, down the middle, into the blocks of Harper Mock and Emily Bainter. It was Harper with most of it, and she'll get her first block. That's the second for Emily Bainter, and it's 3-0. Shippers will have the run come to a close with a seventh service error for Hoxie, and it's DCS first point at 3-1. So 3-1 here in set number three. Long serve over into the back row. Now to the outside. Big swing off the blocks there from Bainter. They wanted to go at her again, and instead, Mock didn't have enough to pop it up and sets it backwards, and it's 3-2 on the air. So 3-2 here in set three. Hoxie got out to another lead here, just like they did in set two, but can they continue it? Into the back row from Schenck. Mock will set it up. Bainter, big swing and a big kill. Number 11. And it's 4-2. So this is where Hoxie took over in set two and got out to a 9-2 lead before they were able to make their way back into the Tigers were. It's Mock to serve. Schenck sends it over. Free ball. Blocked up front. Kendall Bowman thought she would have that easy. Instead, she was met by Lainey Lutz up front and put it right back at her for the kill. And it makes it 4-3 here in set number three. 4-3, set three, Hoxie by one. Tigers with a serve, a hard one. Goes into the back row, right at Gordley. The slide try here for Bainter. Off the blocks, kept alive. The Indians go underneath the net. No, but it goes out on the tap back over, and we're knotted up at four apiece. So would you have it any other way? 4-4 here in set three. And it's Lutz back to serve, and Gordley tried to pop it up with two hands and couldn't. It'll go down as an ace, and Lainey Lutz gets her first there of the evening and makes it 5-4. So 5-4 in set three. Lutz with a hard serve right at Bainter, who tries to do the same thing by popping it up the air. She can't, and it's back-to-back aces for Lutz and a two-point lead for the Tigers at 6-4. So 6-4 here in set number three. Lutz again to serve. This one twiggles the twine. The dive from Allie Gordley sends it over on a free pass. Miscommunication for the Tigers. Free ball try from Lainey Lutz does not go down. And now Emily Bainter into the blocks. Gets it back. Sends it back over. Great job by the Tigers there on the block. Indians trying to come back, and they will, as it's Clara Spargo hitting it into the net. And it's 6-5. Back to a one-point game, as the Indians find themselves down here in set 3-6-5. Long serve into the back row, just behind the 10-foot line. Now tapping it over is Abby Spargo up front. The back set this time for Schiltz. She'll send it down the near sideline, the far sideline, out to Spargo, through the box and down for the kill. Clara Spargo, who's kind of been dormant since that first set, picks up kill six and makes it 6-6. Or 7-5, excuse me. And Spargo rolls it up to Bainter. They'll go to her in the middle. She just tried to tap it over on a no look there to the near side front corner, and it drops into the net, and it's 8-5. So a 3-point game now for the Tigers in set three. They lob it up over the top into the back corner. Now the setup down the middle for Bainter, and she gets it to go in the front side corner and makes it 8-5. So Emily Bainter with kill number 12, 8-6, excuse me, on the scoreboard. Bainter serves it up again into the back row. A set up long way outside here, rolling it up over the top of everybody are the Tigers. Now it's Madison Meyer with a huge kill, and it'll go wide. Hits the line judge, so that usually means it's out. And it makes it 9-6. So 9-6 here in set number three. And Abby Sparg with a hard serve that'll bounce off the top of the ceiling. Hoxie played it well. Now the Tigers on the attack, wrapping it inside the antenna with two hands and getting it to fall just over the top of the net is Ava Lutz for her third kill, and it's 10-6. Hansen over on the serve here. Down the middle, and a kill this time for London Schiltz. Her first, and it's 10-7 here in set three. Back to serve. Lobs it up at the back row. Spargo pops it up, 10-7 Tigers. And a big swing for Shaq. Popped up in the back row by Sophie Gourley. Sent back into play by Meyer. Bainter on the free ball. Up front there, down the middle. Big swing, Shaq! And it's just wide to make it 10-8. So 10-8 in set three. 2-0 set lead, 1-1, excuse me, in the set score. Hoxie losing set 125-18, one set 225-10. And now down in set 3, 10-8. And it's an ace for Sophie Gourley, her third, and gives the Indians a little momentum here. So 10-9. Third quarter, third set, and that one will drop out just wide and make it 11-9. So just wide, service error number 8 there for Hoxie. Back to serve again, lobs up in the middle of the row, back row to the outside. Here is Schiltz putting it through the blocks, again to the outside, wrapping it inside the antenna is Lutz. Now here's a big swing from Meyer, just punched up and saved inbounds there by Gourley. Now free ball sent over there from Meyer down the middle this time, and Shaq is able to get it to go with the little tip over her fourth kill, 12-9. So the Indians rallied their way back into it, but again, making their way back are the Tigers, 12-9 here in set number three. Lobs it up and shoots it long. So that'll make it 12-10. Service error number 9 for the Tigers. 12-10, set number 3, two-point game here. And back to serve is Allie Gourley. Gourley lobs it up into the back left corner. Now the setup to the outside. Big swing and a kill for Emily Shaq. On the left pin, she gets her fifth kill and makes it 13-10 here in set 3. Back and forth we go. Dundee County Stratton trying to finish the day 3-1 with a three-set victory. And just barely tapping it back over is Gourley, and they get it to go in the back right corner. That's Lainey Lutz doing it all up front. And it makes it 14-10. Lainey Lutz with her second kill. It was almost a great shot from Avery Mock, who went over her shoulder to the back side of the far side corner, and this serve will be over the top of everybody and out of bounds. So 10th service error for Dundee County Stratton. 14-11 here in set number 3. Back to serve again. This is a touch serve over the top, dug out by Rodriguez. Up front here, and a joust at the net. Spargo will now just tap it back over. Lutz sends it over on a free ball. Hoxie on the attack. Bainter had a missed timer jump and was still able to get it to go. So 13th kill for her, and it's 14-12 in set number three. They lob it up and over. Spargo wants it. Might be too close to the net. Just tapped it over and got it to go through the box and down to make it 15-12. So 15-12 here in set number three. That's Clara Spargo with her seventh kill. And a short serve that bumps in front of Sophie Gourley for an ace from Emily Schack, her fourth. And it's 16-12 here in the third set. Timeout by the Hoxie Indians. We'll take one with them. 16-12. DCS in front in set three here on 101.1 KFNF. 16-12 here, Hoxie Indian Volleyball on 101.1 KFNF. And it is Dundee County Stratton in the third and final set out in front here by four. Now trying to come up with a win. So back to serve will be Emily Schack out of the Hoxie Indian timeout. 16-12. They lead it by four. Do the Tigers. And here's the serve from Schack. Goes short and gets another ace. Back to back for her. It's now a 5-point game. The fifth ace from Schack. And it's 17-12. 17-12. Schack. Now to the back right corner for Shippers. The setup outside. Emily Bainter goes short and will get the kill. No, they say the Tigers were into the net first, and so it's 17-13, but the Indians will take it. 17-13 here in set number three. Back to serve again here is Harper Mock, who might have herself an ace. No, the Tigers are able to respond. They send it over, almost out. Shippers keeps it alive right along the line. This will be up front. Bainter tried to block it, and it'll go down as a kill. So the Tigers will get it up and put it in and make it 18-13. It is a 5-point game, 18-13, here in set number three. Hard serve that'll go to the back right corner. Pop back over. Free pass taken care of. No, the Indians are able to save it. Another free pass. This one is taken care of by Abby Spargo, her third kill, and it's 19-13. So 19-13 here in set three, a 6-point game. Back to serve is Lainey Lutz. And she puts it under the net. 11th service error for the Tigers. I haven't had that many in this third set, but did have a lot last set, so really cleaned it up there. And it's been a pretty clean serving game so far in this third set. Avery Mock will serve it. Lobs it up over the top. Great dig to the outside. It is just tapping it over are the Tigers with Abby Spargo. Now Emily Bainter comes down near sideline. Kaboom! Make it 19-15 here in set three. So 19-15 in set number three. Lobs it up over the top of the back row. Great dig for the Tigers. To the outside, they roll it up over the top on a nice little throw. Punched back there. Now a free ball will be sent over, and it's down! Up front, Abby Spargo again with her fifth kill. And makes it 20-15 here in set three. 5 points away from the win are the Tigers. They're going to serve it up here. Waiting for London Schiltz to retire shoes. She does. And the serve will go into the net. Make it number 12 in the service error department, 20-16. Tigers lead it by four over the Hoxie Indians. They're trying to stage the comeback late here. 5 points away from their second loss. Of the tournament. Hard serve, and it goes off of the face. Hopefully everything's okay right there. And she says she's okay. She didn't see it. And looks like she's going to be okay. Emily Schack took it right off the face. It's an ace for Emily Bainter. Not at all what she was intending to do. But they'll take the ace, and it's 20-17. Back to a three-point game. Bainter to serve again. Hard into the back row. Gets him out of rotation a little bit. Shaq will send it over on a free ball. Bainter taps it up front. Here's the sit-up outside. Madison Meyer rolls it off the tape. Laney Lutz comes in. Sends it over into the back right corner. Now down the middle this time. And Bowman almost got the kill. Kept alive by the Tigers. Joust at the net. It'll go off the tape and fall down. And the Tigers will have the points. 21-17. Time out of the floor, taken by the Indians again, 21-17 here in set number three. We'll keep it right here. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors today, Bainter Oil, First State Bank of Hoxie, Hoxie State Insurance, Nutrient Ag Solutions of Hoxie, Woofeter Pump and Well, and Equity Bank. Big thank you to all of them for helping support Hoxie Indian Athletics here on 101.1 KFNF. 21-17, Dundee County Stratton out in front, 4 points away from a set three victory. And you could kind of tell set two was just all the way in favor of Hoxie. And it's kind of one of those sets where it's like, let's get out of this one, focus on the third. And the Tigers have done just that. With a four-point lead in set three, 21-17. It'll be Abby Spargo back to serve for the Tigers. And Abby lobs it up for the back row. Great dig right there from Gourley. Emily Bainter will send, no, Madison Meyer, excuse me, sends it too long along the back line. And it's 22-17. So 22-17 here. Five-point game. Rolling it in is Abby Spargo. Down the middle, two-hand swat. Free ball. That will land out. And the Indian fans thought it would land it along the back line. It was close. 23-17. A serve into the back row. Great dig there. Sophie Gourley outside. Madison Meyer almost put it down. The set back up to the outside. Into the net. And so Hoxie remains alive here at 23-18, down by five in set three. They won set two, 25-10, lost set one, 25-18. Down 23-18 here into the back row. The setup in the middle, miscommunication. Shank barely gets it over to the outside here. Schultz through the blocks. The free pass taken care of up front by Harper Mock. It's her third kill, 23-19, timeout, Dundee County Stratton. We'll take one with them, 23-19 here in set number three. It's Hoxie Indian Volleyball, 101.1 KFNF. Back here in Oberlin at the Oberlin Volleyball Tournament, Hoxie down 23-19 out of the DCS timeout. Big swing for Shank, goes into the net. She's able to keep it alive. They say it was touched. Now at a rotation maybe here, Meyer is able to put it over for the Indians. Now the Tigers come back. They set it up in the middle, and they were one to go. It was Shank in the middle that was wanting to go outside there. Instead, they go down the middle, miscommunication, and it's 23-20. 23-20. Indians down by three. Trying to crawl back into the match late. To the outside. Big swing. Shank gets over the top. And it's 23-21. And just like that, they won another timeout to the Tigers. And we'll keep it right here. 23-21. I'd like to thank some more of our sponsors today. Aqua Shield Roofing, Creative Collision, Colligan of Oberlin, Decatur Co-op, Decatur County Beef, Decatur Health, Farm Credit of Western Kansas, FNB Bank of Oberlin, High Plains Podiatry, as well as J.D. Skiles, Next Tech, R&M Service Center, Ray's Grocery, The Bank, United Northwest Federal Credit Union, VAP Construction, and Ward Drug Store. Big thank you to all of them for helping to support high school athletics and the Oberlin Volleyball Tournament here today on 101.1 KFNF. 23-21. Hoxie down by five, have rallied their way back into it to down by two. Hard serve, popped up in the air for the Tigers. They go to Shank on the left pin. She goes short, and it's too short. Into the net, 23-22. And the Indians from down five are down one. 23-22 in the third set. They lob it over in the back row. Great dig right there. Now to the back row with Spargo. Sends it over to the top. Hoxie on the attack. It's Mock off the blocks and down to tie us up at 23 apiece. 23 apiece. Harper Mock with the kill. It's her fourth. And back to serve it up is Sophie Gourley. Into the back left corner, they lob it up to the top. Outside, big swing off the blocks, and Shaq almost gets the kill. The Indians almost saved it, but it comes up just a bit short, and it's match point for the Tigers in set three. 24-23. The Indians were down by five, rallied their way back into the match. Now find themselves down one and trying to send it extra points. Hard serve, barely goes over the free pass. Taken care of right there up front. Now a free pass back, and it's in for a kill for Lainey Lutz. And that'll end it. Dundee County Stratton wins it over the Hoxie Indians 25-23, two sets to one. We'll take a quick break, gather the thoughts, get some of your final numbers ready for you, and be back with those coming up next. DCS wins it two sets to one as they win set one 25-18, lose set two 25-10, and win set three 25-23. We'll be back here with our final numbers coming up next on 101.1 KFNF. It's a tough one tonight for the Hoxie Indians in their third match of the day as the Dundee County Stratton Tigers come back to win the third set 25-23. It was DCS winning set one 25-18. Hoxie rattled off set two with ease 25-10, but the Tigers take care of business in set three 25-23. Take you through your final numbers. Start with the Dundee County Stratton Tigers. Clara Spargo finishes with 7 kills. 3 kills for Ava Lutz. 5 kills for Emily Shack and 5 aces. 3 kills for Lainey Lutz. 1 block and 2 aces. 5 kills for Abby Spargo. A block and an ace. They finish with 12 service errors. For the Hoxie Indians, it is 3 aces for Sophie Gourley. 14 kills, 2 blocks, and 3 aces for Emily Bainter. London Schultz with 1 kill. Avery Mock with a kill and an ace. Madison Meyer with 1 kill. Evie Shippers with 2 kill, with 2 aces, excuse me. A kill and an 8 and a block for Kendall Ballman. And then 4 kills, a block, and an ace for Harper Mock. Those are your final numbers. Hoxie finishes with 8 service errors on the night. So the Indians will now drop to 13-12 on the season. Dundee County Stratton will leave 3-1 on the day here and 12-8 overall on the season. We're going to take a little bit of a break again, get you back to some regular programming, and then we'll be back for our final match of the evening between the rivals Oberlin and Hoxie. That's coming up next. Once again, DCS takes down Hoxie here 2-1. We'll be back with more volleyball coming up next here in just a few minutes, I should say, or over a few minutes, about an hour or so, here on 101.1 KFNF.